I recently had the pleasure of speaking with Thomas Edison, not the inventor that you know, a different sort of innovator. He really goes by the name of Tommy Edison, or the blind film critic.
Hey everybody, look, it's Batman 7, The Old Night Rises. The cast was great, Tom Hardy as Bane, oh my god, this guy's fantastic. I mean, you're scared the moment he comes on screen, it just sort of creeps you out a little bit.
I'm Gotham's reckoning.
Christian Bale's The Dark Knight, fantastic. He does a nice job with this. He's done well through the whole trilogy. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is John Blake, and you know what? I wish I could say some nice things about him, but the character was sort of flat. There's some great acting in this movie, to be sure, but the cast, there were so many people. My God, the cast was so big, I hear they had the rap party at Madison Square Garden. So Hans Zimmer does the score, right? And it's good, but I just felt like it was the music for the other two movies. I mean, it's like they took the music for the first two Batmans and put it on shuffle. So for Dark Knight Rises, I'm going 3 out of 4 eyes open. Maybe it would have been better in 3D.
I told you he was an innovator. He has his own YouTube channel where he offers his unique perspective on different films. I asked him to share his story on how he got started reviewing movies.
Sure. So I'm blind since birth, and I grew up in Connecticut, and that's where I still am. I worked in radio for a really long time. I was a jock for a while. I was a traffic guy for like 19 years at the radio station here in town, which was a lot of fun. But it was one of those things, you know, that people are like, how the hell are you doing the traffic when you can't see? But, you know, the answer is always the same. I listen. So I listen to what people are doing, you know, what cops are up to on scanners and stuff. And I listen to people on cell phones. They, you know, that was the real secret. People would call me with stuff and it was great. So I did radio for a long time. And then I got into doing YouTube videos, and the Blind Film Critic was the first thing we did. And that we were really lucky. The first review that we ever did was we put it up on a Friday afternoon, and Monday night, Roger Ebert tweeted it. So that was, wow. Yeah, man. So that's how it all kind of got started.
And what was the first video that you reviewed?
It was Scream 4, a classic.
Okay. I don't even remember if I saw Scream 1, but that's,
listen,
I didn't miss anything, right?
No, I don't think you did, especially if you're blind, man, because there's giant hunks of the movie where nobody speaks.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's real frustrating. And that was the thing that, you know, started us, you know, started me doing these movie reviews, because I was, you know, a little frustrated about how, if you're not looking at it, you know, and nobody's talking, you know, you have no idea what the hell is happening. So, you know, that was the sort of the impetus to get started with that. And it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
So you're probably wondering how he goes about the process of reviewing a medium so heavily based on sight.
So I go with my friend Ben. When we do movie reviews, we go together and we won't talk for the entire film. Not a word. Because you see, if he tells me about stuff that's going on, then it's not my experience. It's his experience. We can talk after the film, but, you know, and I can ask questions. Now, did this happen? Did, you know, is that what was going on? And I'm usually pretty good. I can usually guess, you know, I'm pretty spot on. The thing I look for is a story. I look for the acting, the music, the sounds, all that kind of stuff that helps to tell the story. And that's how it works for me. I think of the really great films, that any film that I really enjoy, I think a sighted person could enjoy with no picture. Like Goodfellas, I think any sighted person could listen to Goodfellas and go, oh my God, that was the best. I look, because, I mean, it's such a good ride, right? It starts and bang, you're going. And it just never lets up. And you can follow the whole thing. I really believe there's not much to see because it's such a great story.
Some other favorites?
Clerks, the Kevin Smith film. Big Lebowski is a great one. Wolf of Wall Street was awesome. American Hustle. I just saw Exodus, Gods and Kings. Not so much. That was, you know, a little boring, a little dull. I mean, it was probably nice to look at, but, you know, there wasn't much in it for me. It was horrible. So, but it sounded really good. Like a lot of times in film, they don't use the whole theater sound system, right? You only hear that stuff in the trailer where there's sound coming from all around you. But in this film, it was awesome. They, you know, when the plagues were happening and the locusts and stuff and the frogs and everything, they were everywhere, all around the room. And it was wonderful. It just was giant. It sounded so good.
With the Oscars approaching, I had to get his picks for this year's winners.
I can tell you this. In my opinion, the most interesting film made this year, it's that Boyhood movie. I mean, it took 12 years to make. So Boyhood is a film, it's Richard Linklater, and what he's done is he got these people to commit to do a film over a 12-year time period. Now, they didn't do it at the same time every year. they did it, you know, because they wanted to get some winter and some, you know, different kinds of things. So it was, but a 12-year commitment, which is giant, you know, and like anything could have happened. Any of those people could have died during that 12 years, and that would have been the end of the film. It would have been over. It's quite long. I actually saw it on the flight to Australia. And didn't even, no, I'm just kidding. It's not that long. It's a long film, but it's a really neat film, and the performances are great. So, you know, the other things I think, like Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, you know, everybody's sort of picking him to win for Best Actor. I think Patricia Arquette, who won the Golden Globe, I think will probably win an Academy Award. I think this Boyhood movie is going to do very well this Oscar season. But, you know, I haven't seen a couple of things. I'm dying to see Birdman because everybody likes that. And I love Michael Keaton. And his Golden Globe speech was just fantastic. So that's one of the ones I want to see. That Imitation Game are the two that I'm really dying to see because they're the most talked about ones. My Oscar picks are sort of at the moment. But I do think that the coolest film of the year is Boyhood.
For those who aren't up to date with the latest movies, you may be interested in some of Tommy's prior picks.
The film that I saw that I just loved, and I was so happy that it won so many things was Hugo. Now, Hugo's a funny thing because it's this giant, beautifully shot thing in 3D, and 3D movies always give me a little, ooh, you know, oh boy, there ain't going to be much story here. It's going to be all pretty to look at, not much to, but that movie was dynamite. And again, from the minute it started, bang, I was right into the story and knew everything that was going on. American Hustle is another one that I picked that I just loved. You know what's funny about American Hustle too? It won awards for costume design. I was like, well, not for me. But, you know, it was, but like, I didn't need that part. You know what I mean? Because the story was so good. And again, it just cooks, just bang, 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 just trucking right along. The year Hugo was in competition with The Artist for a lot of things as well. And of course, I didn't, you know, I didn't see The Artist because it was silent. You know, I could just listen to classical music on my own. Thank you very much. Save the $10.
In addition to reviewing films, Tommy has another YouTube channel called Tommy Edison XP as an experience, where he answers questions about being blind.
It's all questions that you have asked, you know, maybe not you personally, but but they're all questions, you know, by viewers and stuff who are just curious about the blind experience. And that one blows my mind because I never imagined that that channel would be as popular as it is. You know, it's amazing. Who knew that people were curious about being blind? You know what I mean? I'm certainly not me, because it's what I do. It's, you know, it's what I did every day. It's what I didn't do every single day.
People always say, God, you know, it must suck to be blind. My God, how do you do it? Oh, you poor guy. It's true. But you know what? There's plenty of good things about being blind. I can go on airplanes first. I get VIP treatment at amusement parks. Every single woman I've ever been with is a 10. Never have to worry about drinking and driving. I don't have to watch somebody age. I ride the train for half fare. A lot of times I even ride for free. They just won't come and ask for my ticket. They'll just walk right by me. Better not disturb the blind guy. Shh. We'll let him ride for free today.
Even when I walk around town, you know, people will ask questions. Ah, man, that's incredible. Why? I can't believe you're doing this. People are amazed.
Understandably, for those new to vision loss, dealing with the public can be challenging. Tommy shares how he began to view the public's inquisitive nature.
I always figured that people were like, you know, afraid. They're like, they're afraid for me. But I think what it is that people have never seen a blind person walk around before. Right? And they've never seen somebody walk around with a cane, because there really aren't many of us, you know what I mean? And I think it's got to be one of the scariest things in the world for sighted people, because sighted people can't imagine what it's like for us and what we do and how we do it. So when people come and ask questions and stuff, I used to be a little about it, you know, but I'm like, you know what? It's their first time, and they don't mean to be rude. They're not being rude. They're just curious. And I like when people ask questions. I mean, hell, that's, you know, we have a whole YouTube channel. Try and keep it real pleasant and nice and stuff, and just be like, hey, you know, and sit. I'll sit and talk to you for a minute if there's something you want to know. Or if you're like, oh, be careful. I'm always like, thank you. Thank you so much. And I just keep walking, you know. That's all you can do, right?
To watch Tommy Edison's reviews or learn more about his take on being blind,
you can go to blindfilmcritic.com. Everything is there. You can find my Facebook, my Twitter, the YouTube channels, Instagram. It's all there. And there's contact information as well. So if you need to get a hold of me, you can just send me an email or you can tweet me. I love Twitter. I'm all about it, man. It's my favorite.
This is Thomas Reed for Gatewave Radio.
Yeah.